Talk to him. We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Welcome back for a new episode of We Talk Back, and it's your girl AJ.
And it's Tam Bam. I ain't y'all fucking girl this week.
They ain't your babies this week?
No, fuck that. It's like some of y'all still my babies, but it's a lot of you motherfuckers. I read them comments.
And look, the verbal minority, fuck you.
Yes. Damn, y'all mean as hell. What's wrong with y'all?
I know what's wrong with them. They don't get no pussy.
Yeah, man. Y'all mad. Ooh, you mad.
Y'all motherfuckers better meditate on that hate, yeah. God, it's terrible. Lee,
it's bad. So, all right, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we actually did an episode of Brilliant Idiots last week. And
hey,
yeah, it was good. It was fun. And it dropped. And then the people in the comments on YouTube.
So, look, we're not going by YouTube comments because I believe that, you know, most of the people who ain't commenting no dumb shit, they fucking with us.
Right.
So, if you feel a need to comment hateful things, that shows more, you know, more so what's wrong with your bitch ass as opposed to what's wrong with us.
Right.
Could you imagine? I want y'all to see the thumbnails of the men commenting and saying this. You could see how fragile their egos and all the insecurities just spewing out in the comments.
Right.
Damn. And for whatever reason, these motherfuckers want to sick Kevin Samuels on us at this point.
Right. We would love to have him on the show. We would love to have Kevin Samuels. But what you think he going to do? We have very high elevated self-esteem. We don't need Kevin Samuels to tell us how to get a man or how to be a woman. You know,
or how to keep a man.
Right.
Exactly. He needs, and you know, he did say, I saw him on another podcast. We won't say which one, but just recently. And you know, he was saying for 3 years, most of his... for the first 3 years of what it is that he's been doing, this relationship expert, motherfuckers out here getting relationship advice from someone who's not in a relationship who has had two failed marriages. Let's talk about the women that he was in relationships with. But anyway, this is y'all God now. This is who y'all are getting all of your relationship advice from. But to me personally, Kevin Samuels is for men who don't get pussy.
Yeah, period. And like some of the stuff he's saying is like, okay, I can see where he gets that perspective. But a lot of it, like telling bitches that they fives and agreeing, and then they sitting there agreeing with him. Couldn't no nigga tell me no five. I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm not a five, sir.
And exactly.
And what do you rate yourself? Like, how you a five calling me a five? You know what I'm saying?
Like, and look, also Tam, here's the thing. They say all women think they're a 10. Well, guess what? All men think they deserve a 10.
Right.
Even the most bummiest nigga thinks that he deserves the best woman out here. You need to know your holler level, okay? It's your LFN score, life after the nut score. I need y'all to calculate that.
Here's the thing. I think everybody should feel like they're a fucking 10. Men and women, everybody should feel that way about themselves because it's someone out here that's going to love you for who the fuck you are and see you as a 10, as you should see yourself.
Yeah, but half of these guys are swagless. So let's just take Kevin Samuels for an example. And I don't want to make this episode about him. This is just addressing the people in the comments on YouTube suggesting that Kevin Samuels should, you know, we should be addressed by him.
Right.
So I'm not going to address Kevin Samuels per se, but let's just use him as an example. Mm-hmm. I see Kevin Samuels, just imagine a younger Kevin Samuels, and I've already seen older pictures of him. So we're going based off aesthetics and rating people. I would say when Kevin Samuels was in, you know, grade school to high school, he probably was a 3 because he's barely a 5 right now. Okay. As a grown man, you know, you get your grown man looks kind of come in.
I don't think he's a 5.
What do you think he is?
5'7", 5'7". In between 5 and 7 on a good day.
I don't even want to rate someone like
that. Yeah, you know what? I don't even want to. Like, I just feel like
personality calculates in.
Right, absolutely.
When you're talking about when you're talking about, let me go back to what I was trying to say.
Okay, sorry.
Kevin Samuels, grade school to high school, he probably didn't get bitches. You know, mm-hmm. you add, you know, the glasses, the beard, which we know a beard can literally be like a lace front for some men because mm-hmm. they cut that beard off mm-hmm. and they hollow level go real low. Mm-hmm. So Kevin Samuels, like I said, he is for men that don't get bitches, who have had a hard time getting women their entire lives, because any real man, they're not following what this man is saying. He's creating a whole culture of men that hate women. As far as I'm concerned. So now y'all have like
a... I don't know if he's creating it. He's giving them a safe space.
Right.
They and already exist. Because
this is women's safe space. This podcast is a woman's safe space to speak her mind.
Right.
So I am definitely for the lane that he's created for himself. That's why I wouldn't have a problem with him. I would love to have a conversation.
Yeah, me too. I would love to have him on.
But to think that he's going to come check me?
Yeah.
Who's going to check me, boo?
Who?
I think highly of myself.
Right.
Never mind comments and whatever else shit a bunch of niggas who don't get pussy say.
Right.
Never. I think very highly of myself. So I would never go and contact a man to tell me how to get and keep a man.
And tell me what my level is.
Exactly.
That's asinine to me.
And also, you know how we found Kevin Samuels when he first, the thing he's mainly known for is that one video with the girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was a... She owned a pet grooming
business
shop,
mm-hmm.
and she just wanted someone who made $100,000 a year at least, like she does.
And that ain't even a lot of money.
That's average. That's average. So what you told this woman is because she has a child, mm-hmm. right? And she numbered herself as a 5 or whatever aesthetically. She can't get a man. She'll die alone.
Right, unless he makes less than $100,000, and because she's not worthy. Because she's not worthy as so far as he's concerned.
Exactly. So that's because crazy. She has a child and aesthetically looks the way she does, which she wasn't an ugly person.
No,
she
didn't think so.
She wasn't an ugly girl.
Nope.
That means she has to then take care of a man, because essentially that's what would be happening if she's the breadwinner. She would
not necessarily.
So if she's making,
he didn't
all
say
she was
you got to
for...
get a nigga that you can take care of, but he just said that a six-figure nigga was not within her reach.
And how though?
That's what I didn't understand.
You're making more money in the household. Who's gonna be
this nigga's driving trucks out here making $100,000 a year?
Like... Exactly. So you're high value man to me. You need to be high value spiritually.
Right.
Emotionally,
period,
and then financially,
that part.
Just because you have money does not make you a high value man
or human
in
being.
My eyes,
right?
So fuck you,
preach.
First of all, second of all, and third of all, and I don't even like as an adult to start statements off with first of all, but first of all, y'all niggas can kiss my whole asshole. How about that?
Period. And then there's something I want to clear up. When I said I get money from men for nothing, I meant for nothing that was sexual in nature. Let me tell you, I bring value that does not include just my body, okay? So I can be around a man, have fun, make him laugh. I bring joy to motherfucker's spirit, okay? That's why they come around me.
Obviously.
And also, period, Ashley. Then also, I grind every fucking day. These niggas see me going to get it every day. A man likes a woman that they see doing for themselves. So when they see you doing for yourself, they're more inclined to want to do for you too.
Exactly.
So y'all can go to hell who trying to make it seem like I'm just out here trying to finesse motherfuckers or whatever y'all thought. I bring goodness and joy everywhere I go. People gravitate to that. Okay?
Yes. So the thing is, if you have found yourself paying for pussy, it's probably because you don't have no swag, because you don't need money to get women.
Right.
You need swag. You need to be a good human being. All right. So if you're a man who had a problem getting women when you didn't have any money, but now all of a sudden you have women because you got money, bitches come with money. Okay. But if you cannot get women without having money, that means you have now grown up, probably hit the gym a little bit. You got a nice corporate job, run a business or something like that. And now you're buying the bitch that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You swagless bum. You're buying the bitch that you always wanted. You Kevins That's what we calling y'all going for. We calling y'all Kevin.
Right. And listen, if that's what you're doing out here, that's okay too. But just don't be mad at me. Okay. If you want to be out here buying your bitches, buy them if you got it. And they want to be for, and they for sale. We not mad at you. But don't be mad at me, motherfucker. And then here's the last thing I want to say. So it was some New Yorkers mad at me and Ashley for saying the city's dirty. But it is, though. Why y'all mad about the truth? Y'all, every time I meet a person from New York, they be like, yeah, I'm from New York. I'm from New York. If you love your city that much, why don't y'all take better care of it than that?
Girl.
In the South, we clean, keep it clean down here. We put people our trash people, in the trash.
People adopt streets, and they adopt roads, and they adopt highways.
And we keep it clean down here. Like, why the fuck y'all just be dropping shit on the ground and just littering, and the rats is big as cats out there because y'all feeding them well out there. Like, take care of your city, man. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah, the air is even just different in New York. It's just, ugh. Look, but we're not going to spend much more time addressing any trolls. It is what it is. I said what the fuck I said. One more thing we do want. Yeah, and that's that on that. I do want to talk to the women that also watch the podcast, any women over the age of 30. When I said that you look stupid out here, you know what I mean by out here at 30. Listen, I've been out here. I had my whole phase. What I'm saying is that if you have financial issues, if you're trying to start a business, if you have children, especially now during quarantine, homeschooling, all that shit, it's just more things you could focus on than running behind a man to love you. Because at the end of the day, a lot of us, we're running from man to man looking for someone to love. Now, it's different. Like, you just fucking a nigga for your sexual gratification. That's absolutely fine. I am for that shit. You need some sexual healing? Get that shit. Your life is in order and you just want to get fucked right quick and you're using him. He's not using you. But can we not agree that a lot of times that's not the case?
A whole phase ain't about love, though. If your whole phase is, if you out here hoeing for love, then you're making a mistake. Whole phase should not be about love. It's just about discovering yourself and understanding yourself and your sexuality and embracing all the things that are you. And if it means you're out here fucking with different men because you want to exchange energies with these people, that's on you and that's fine. As long as you do it safely and responsibly. But I'm here.
Don't be out here having a baby for every nigga you fuck.
Right. Please. And I know that raw dick is special, ladies. All right.
Yes, honey.
I'm going to say this low. I know that raw dick is special, but don't get it unless you want to be with it. Okay? It do hit different, but don't
get
it. Yeah,
you my boyfriend. If you fuck me raw, you my boyfriend. Ain't no playing games. Ain't no trying to figure out want to be friends. You hit this pussy raw. You my whole nigga.
Right. I'm scared of raw dick at this point. Until I get a man, I don't want to
get some raw dick.
See, unless it's about to be the first sexual experience with a person and they don't try to put on a condom, I'm looking at them different.
Yes, I don't even want to do it at that
point. Now I don't even want to do it no more. Like, because I look clean. You look clean. What the fuck does that mean? Hold on. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
Hey, look. Also, hold on now. Another crazy thing that happened to us last week.
Oh.
While getting ready to hit the studio to film and record with our good friends, Brilliant Idiots. Now, this person was calling your phone initially, so this is somebody that has to know your ass.
That person did not know me. That person did not know me. I did not recognize that dick.
So first the person was calling Tam's phone, right? Then they blocked her on text and stuff. So then I called the number back off my phone.
They were FaceTiming me.
That was on Tuesday. That was Tuesday, yeah.
Right, they were FaceTiming.
So then on Wednesday, they FaceTimed my phone back.
With a New York number. With a New York number, right?
We should put the phone number on here.
Y'all know this number?
Y'all know this dick?
Whose dick is this? So
it has a mole on it. I know that.
Right, he FaceTimed back. AJ answered. And it was a whole hard dick. No face, just dick. And he was like rubbing, stroking it. And I was like, hang up. And she's like, nah, nigga, hurry up. We got to go to work. Come already so we can go.
We was analyzing the background. He had like a white shellac china cabinet with a Winnie the Pooh bear
in it
sitting up there.
Then he was at his mama house.
Gotta be. Oh, Grammy. Somebody. You know, yeah. Them people in New York be living on top of each other, girl. It's live with each other forever.
Me, my house. What y'all call y'all grandma in New York? Whoever that is, that's who house they was at.
You eating his dick on a sofa.
And then had the nerve, when he got done, had the audacity to say, y'all get off my phone now. The fuck? Call me, bitch.
Whose dick is this?
With that little stump. It was a little stump with a mole.
Hey, we got a picture of your dick. And then the weird part is, he was screen recording while he was doing it. He was doing screenshots of the FaceTime.
Yeah, but our face wasn't even in it. Like, we were holding the camera up toward the ceiling so that he couldn't see us.
So he's screenshotting his own dick.
Yeah, weirdo. Fucking, man, it's some crazies out here.
Girl, one day we're going to find out who that was.
I want to tell my catfish story, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to say that for, I got catfish, y'all.
I must not have heard this.
Yeah.
Story.
The baby, fake baby. Oh. Somebody, this nigga was in my DMs pretending to be baby, y'all.
That's probably who dick that was.
Baby? No, the fake catfish.
No. Hey, look, while we're talking about getting catfish, we probably should just go ahead and read our dumb bitch story for the day.
Yeah, let's go into that, man.
All right, so y'all. And again, we need y'all to hit us up. Let us know what's going on in y'all lives so we can help y'all out about it. Give me a second. Let's see what we got. I'm going to try to paraphrase this as much as possible because it's pretty lengthy.
Oh, Lord. Here go Ashley Reed.
Shut up,
y'all.
Bitch. Shut up, bitch.
Y'all pour a glass of wine because... All right, so real baby lives in my building. Should I just go up to him one day and just be like, hey, this nigga was pretending to be you in my DMs.
Damn, he got Danny Lee pregnant. I didn't realize that girl was pregnant.
She's pregnant right now?
She's pregnant.
Aww.
You didn't see that video? They was at some type of brunch or dinner. And she's clearly pregnant. Clearly pregnant.
How do you know it's his? She said
it. How we know it's his? But I mean, she's big up pregnant. So that means she got pregnant for someone else while with him?
Damn, he just be making babies?
She's definitely pregnant right now. What in the hell is my damn emails? Yeah, she's definitely pregnant right now.
I mean, pregnancy is a beautiful thing. Sometimes it comes along with a toxic baby daddy.
You should have just left that nigga. Like, listen, men are already a problem. Mm-hmm. Just let a bitch have her problem to herself. Why y'all always want, like, y'all always want somebody else's problem?
Silence.
Y'all always want another bitch problem. Like, lead them problems to the previous woman
that wants the problems, or is it the man who's wanting all these women to share his problems?
Share him as a problem?
Yeah.
The thing is that this, I always say this, I don't necessarily always blame men. Of course, the person in the relationship needs to be the one respecting it. Mm-hmm. But if he's not, how do you expect anybody outside the relationship to respect it? Now, that's one part. The other part is, if you know somebody has a husband, a wife, a baby mama. I mean, damn, I said a husband. If you know somebody has a baby mama living, exactly, in-house pussy, whatever the case may be, don't be over there completing their happiness. Let him resolve that and then come to you. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So now you're just letting him have his fucking way. And that's why I beat bitches up. Because you know, like,
First of all,
if he just blatantly lied
to jail.
You're
going to jail.
I'm beating everybody
up.
Not just
fighting.
I don't.
2021, you got to stop fighting. You're going to get an assault charge, friend. Just relax. You're very good with your words. Just use them. Damn it.
Well, then I got fighting words. I'll make a bitch want to fight me.
Me too. I definitely be making bitches want to fight me. Then I'd be like, calm down. Why are you so mad?
Exactly. Listen, this bitch is a goddamn gaslighter. You hear me? He will get you real hype while talking real calm, and then you look like the crazy one.
Yep.
She's a grown-ass man.
Why are you so excited right now? Just relax.
First of all, you need to calm down. When people don't have rebuttal for what you're saying, that's their go-to. You need to calm down, or you crazy. Like, that's the cop-out. I already know what's going on. I have dealt with men enough to
I don't
know
tell
that
nobody they're crazy because I feel like everybody's crazy. If you're still alive in 2021, you got your own level of crazy. So
right. So listen, the bottom line, before I get into this dumb bitch story, so we can wrap up what the hell we talking about right now. Listen, women keep cheating going because if there were no women for the man to cheat with, the man would not be able
it's
to
on
cheat.
Everybody.
It's always a bitch willing to smash your man trying to compete with you. We stay in competition.
It's on everybody. It's a whole
circle. Because if that woman leaves that man, do you want him? Do you want him? You want him to arbitrarily make the... You want him to leave her.
There's no rules to this shit. I've seen side bitches become wives, and I've seen side bitches move on with their lives. Like, it just depends. That's a bar.
Rapping, girl.
That's a bar. Bars, bitch.
Side bitch bars.
It just depends, you know?
SBB, side bitch bars.
I just don't, you know, obviously, I would never fuck with nobody's husband, but...
Hey, the boyfriends are not off limit.
Yeah, he chooses.
Not off
he ain't
limit.
Married. He's single. But there is, how do I say this without sounding crazy in terms that AJ use? There's no rules to it. There's no rules. And it's no one, like, it's not the woman's responsibility. It's not exactly the man's responsibility or fault. It's everybody involved, except for the person who's in the dark.
I just be wanting side bitches to play their part. Like, don't be calling me to validate your relationship with my nigga. You know what it is. If you got to call me, you already know what it is. So if I've ever been a side bitch, I'm not calling nobody girl and all that. Like, right. These current side bitches got the game fucked up.
Yeah.
So moving into the dumb bitch story. So story time, y'all.
Dumb bitch story.
You're so dumb.
Because we've all been a dumb bitch at least once or twice.
Here it goes. So one time when I was in college, I had a fuck buddy and I wanted to hang out with him, but he wasn't answering his phone. So his room was on the first floor, and if you walk to his room, you can see him and whatever he's doing in his room. So my friend and I had this grand idea that we should go walk to his window, but the thing is, we had to G.I. Joe it. So we dressed up in all black and his room was surrounded by bushes. So we're this is all these likes is in here. So we're climbing through bushes. I'm pretty sure I got stuck by a couple thorns just to creep on this nigga. Mind you, this is not something that I normally do. Okay, she wants to put that disclosure out there that she ain't a creep. I'm not the type of girl that creeps on people. My thing is, if you're busy, you're busy. But I told her that I had a bad feeling and she was like, oh, you should always trust your instincts. So let's go find out. Girl, them fucking friends that had your ass in trouble.
I know.
So they went, hung out at his window for a while and they didn't see anything. So she says, we see him get up and open his door and some girl, this white girl, walked into the room. So a white girl came and they started talking. So I was like, oh no, but still trying to give him benefit of the doubt because maybe they're just studying. It was 8:30 or 9 p.m. And at that point, I just felt like I was intruding on his privacy. So I wanted to leave. But my home girl, being the sleuth that she was like, nah, we're going to watch this shit play out. Long story short, I watched them fuck. We stayed there for 20 minutes and it was almost on site with them because they only talked for a minute before they started having sex. Till this day, he doesn't know that I know that he had another bitch. And when I asked him what he was doing the next day, he just said he was sleeping and missed my calls and that he apologized. His dick wasn't all that, so I wasn't really pressed for it. But I was just upset because he and I had agreed to try anal. And I didn't want to pass up on the opportunity to have my first anal experience just because he was fucking another bitch. It's college. What can I say? Side note, we never did anal because he was offended when I told him that his dick was the perfect size for anal. I guess that's not something you should say to a small dick nigga. But I mean, what else are you good for, you know? Also, he fucked her anal, so there's that. I guess I felt dumb because till this day, I never confronted him about it. And so he'll never know that I know that he lied. And it does make me wonder how many other bitches he fucked, especially considering at the point that I call him, we had already been fuck buddies for about a year and a half. And I proceeded to still fuck him for about 6 months after. So yeah, it was definitely a dumb bitch moment for me. But I guess you live and learn, and I learned not a goddamn thing. So look, the first problem was in the very first sentence. So one time when I was in college, I had a fuck buddy.
Right,
you're a fuck buddy.
Why you even out there looking for your fuck buddy to see who else he fucking? Why you even care?
Yes, but it's college. Like she said, you live and learn. And you learn that if you establish that type of relationship with a man, like y'all just fucking, that's all it's going to be.
Right. You out there like a ninja in the dark. Dressed in all getting, black.
Getting stuck. Your homegirl is definitely with the shits.
Yeah.
Listen, so any college age women listening to this, if y'all just fuck buddies,
let it be that.
Exactly. Don't be stalking a man. Like, if
because clearly she didn't catch feelings. Because if she was like, if she was in her feelings, she would have tried to run up in that bitch, right?
Exactly.
So she didn't really give a fuck about him. She, yeah, nope. Listen, do your schoolwork. You should have been doing your schoolwork. You out there in the bushes by a nigga that you don't even really care about.
And look, I think she was more so mad about the fact that he had this regular little dick and he was fucking other bitches with it.
Shit.
Shame.
You ever staked out a nigga?
No.
I have. Not my own nigga. I went on a stakeout with somebody else.
I don't be caring that much.
But no, listen, I didn't even know that's what I was going on. I was like, all right, this is crazy. I was like 15 years old, right? And I was a mature 15-year-old, okay? And I had a friend who lived in my mother's apartment complex, because it wasn't mine, because I wasn't paying no bills. This was my mother's neighborhood. But I had a friend, and she was like 23. So she was grown, and she had her own apartment out there. She was like, I want you to ride with me somewhere. So we ride up to the children's home, right? And I'm like, girl, what is we doing up here? And I knew, like, the nigga she was dealing with worked up there, right? Because she had mentioned it before. She's like, nothing, I just want to see something. This bitch had me outside the children's home for, like, 2.5 hours just sitting in the car. I was like, bitch, I got to go do my homework. Like, you got to take me home.
I'm a child.
And you're not telling me what the fuck going on. She wouldn't even tell me what was going on. Like, why we here? What, are we going to move? Are we going to do something? I'm with the shit. But if we just going to sit here in the car, take me home, bitch.
So did he ever come out?
He didn't come out. Nothing happened. She wouldn't tell me shit. Nobody ever came out. Finally, she took me the fuck home. That's the last time I hung out with her. I was like, man, this bitch retarded.
She done kidnap you for a stakeout.
Yeah, she kidnapped me. You ain't got no grown friends to do this dumb shit with.
Bitch, you ain't even got no snacks in your car. What
right,
the hell?
No snacks. it's miserable 2 hours. I ain't had no cell phone, so I couldn't call nobody to come get me. I was like, man, this is some bullshit.
Maybe she thought he was fucking with somebody at the job or something.
Or waiting on him to get off or something. Or I don't know what the fuck we was doing up at that damn children's home. But yeah,
well,
that's it for the dumb bitch story. I mean, the only dumb part was you being outside in the bushes, because you didn't really want
to continue to fuck with him.
No. Why?
Well, maybe not, because they was fuck friends. Right.
That was his purpose. So it was just the bushes for me, sis.
Girl, I ain't about to be no fuck friends with some whack dick. Ugh.
She said it was okay dick.
She said his dick was little. Damn. And he got mad because she said that it was like anal
so. You
size.
Ain't never had no enjoyable. You ain't never had no enjoyable little.
Yes.
Bit? Yeah. Me
yes.
too.
But I think more so when you have feelings for the person, it's even better.
Yeah.
But you, I don't have no feelings for you, and you just got this low.
When
dick.
I was in college, all right, this is when I'm like really starting to explore my sexuality and start really having sex. You know, I lost my virginity like my senior year, but I'm in college now, and I'm starting to like. Bust it open for some real niggas, right? And I like fell for this guy. I was like really into him, but his dick was like small. But I mean, I didn't really have a lot of dicks to compare it to at the time, so I didn't know it was small, right? I knew it. I mean, I didn't feel full, but I didn't. But I liked him so much that it was just like the best dick ever in my life, right? So then, fast forward like maybe 7 years later, after I moved back from Europe. Me and him link up, and I was like, oh my God, this dick is trash. It's so little. I was Googling, like, did my pussy stretch out? Because it feels so small or something. Like, is my pussy bigger, or is this dick was always this size?
I feel bad for men who have sons. Like, dudes who have little dicks, and then they have sons.
Who also like, have little pee-pee?
Yeah, like, I would assume... you know, unless big dick comes from the mama side of the family, I don't know.
Right. But fellas, where do big dicks come from? I never had that nursery school story. Where do big dicks come from?
But I could just imagine this little boy having a grunt with this. Once he realizes his dick is little, like if he does sports, at some point men have to realize they have a big dick or a little dick.
Right.
So, and then they'd be comparing
dicks when
develop.
They're kids. I'm sure they'd be comparing their dicks and stuff.
The insecurities then begin.
Right.
You know?
But here's the thing. I don't say, like, men.
I don't want to raise an insecure son. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't think you should be insecure about your little dick. You should embrace your little dick and learn how to give amazing head. That's your goal. That is your go-to. Eat some good, amazing pussy.
I got tricked by a little dick. That's how I got tricked fucking a little dick one time. I got tricked fucking a little dick because he told me that he could make me come in 5 minutes eating his pussy.
And he did. I feel like it's the same dick I'm talking about. Is it the same nigga I'm talking about from college?
The world may never know. I hope not.
Look, she AJ is winking at me, you guys. She's winking. I think we fucked the same guy in college.
No, we didn't.
Well, okay.
It's impossible.
Okay, girl.
There's a few different little dicks out there. Girl. They ain't nothing I'm proud of, that's for sure.
Listen, I don't mind the experience. I loved him at one point, so it was about their love. We'll just leave it at that. Next topic.
And then when you don't love him, fuck you and your low ass dick. Listen, but you can't say that to a little dick after you done fuck it. You can't unfuck him.
Right.
So you probably suck that little dick too. Not you. They be like, I'm just saying women.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I did. And then had me thinking, I was like, I be deep throating my nigga dick. No, he ain't got no dick. You don't know. You can't deep throat, bitch. Shut up.
It's like smoking a roach. Fingernails getting burnt and shit.
Yeah.
If you got fake nails, you just hold it in between.
Look, I'm all young. Like, guys, I don't have a gag reflex because I've been sucking that little dick. I think I'm like nice with it. Then I went on with my life and got with some grown men. I was choking.
Got hella gag spit coming up. Gag spit is that real thick spit in the back of your throat.
Oh, goodness. Let me tell y'all this. So my father watched the Brilliant Idiots episode, and oh my God, he gave it to me, y'all. He was like, not my baby.
Look, my mom already know I'm a freak. She was with that shit. I'm not letting my daddy watch. Neither one of my daddies. I got two daddies. Neither one of them can watch it.
I told my mom, sent it to him. Tell me, it's so funny. Ma, that is not for him. Damn.
Hey, look, my mama is not a freak. So that shit definitely came off my daddy's side of the family. My mom be talking shit about people who watch porn and shit like that. Y'all just so nasty. First of all, mom, I make porn.
Some homemade porn when I was like, this is my boyfriend. We're my senior in high school. His dad had a camcorder. So this is how long ago it was, a little camcorder. We put it up on the tripod and we made a sex tape. It is VHS, my nigga. VHS sex tape. And all you
gotta worry about that coming out.
No, because you can't even see me in it. Like, once we looked at it, all you could see is his butt cheeks contracting and not contracting, contracting. And the bottom of my feet, that was it.
Them look like Tammy feet right there. I just did one recently, and that was the first time I ever recorded having sex. Like, I've sent, like, videos and pictures, like, some shit I'm doing myself, but actually recording having sex, that was the first time.
The first time, no. Yeah.
I'm not with that shit. Motherfucker get mad at you now. You're like, but I'm really not afraid of that either. Like, I'm not scared. Like, Kim K, me. Let me get $1 billion for my family too.
Right. I haven't done many. Like, that was one of like maybe three that existed on Earth. And then the only other two is with like my most recent person. And that's it. But still, no face, no case.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't see me.
No. Who is that? Me. Preposterous.
Doppler ganger.
Hold on. Before we get into anything else, let's pay some bills real quick.
Results, man, of this damn Derek Chauvin case.
To the community of people who understand what happened was totally out of place and wrong. You know, that's white people, black people, Asian people, anybody who supports it, that there was a crime committed and it was recorded for us to see.
Yeah. And it's just, it's kind of weird because when you see people like saying something different aside from what we saw with our own eyes, it's just weird. Like, what did you see? It makes you question what you saw.
It's scary, that perspective, because we can look at the same fucking thing and see two totally different things happening based on our perspective. That's scary.
And it's just like every week is some new shit. Every week is a new shooting. You see what this 13-year-old boy in Chicago,
right?
They planted a gun on him. I knew it was some bullshit when it first happened. You know, he turned around with his hands up and y'all shot him in his chest.
The police is just on the worst camera. Gang. They're the worst gang in America. It ain't the Bloods. It ain't the Crips.
America.
It's the, yeah.
And they literally have a license to kill.
Right.
Literally have a license to kill. So they need to be held in the highest regard when it comes to this type of shit. Like, right. They need to be punished.
Right.
To the highest
to extent. The highest extent. Because you're supposedly trained.
Professionals.
Right.
Yeah, they need to be prosecuted to the furthest extent because they supposedly are supposed to know better. And they just don't because they literally have a license to kill.
Listen, it takes longer to get a license to do hair than it does to become an officer of the law.
Yep. And I feel like you should be a certain age. Just like you have to be, what, is it 40 to be a president? Mm-hmm. 45?
Somewhere
near. I feel like you should be at least 30 years old to be a police officer. You should not give some little 21 to 25-year-old boy who probably went in the military at some point too, so he's crazy from that shit. And then you put him back into, you know, civilian life and make him a police officer.
Listen, we can't say he's crazy because he was in the military.
Not crazy, but immature. Not crazy, but immature. I'm talking about the young people who get guns to shoot. And now you have this power you've never had before.
Right.
It's not smart. So there should be an age limit, I believe, on even becoming a police officer.
And then a lot of
them. I'm a 40-year-old man, right?
No,
and here
not.
Go this 20-year-old man. I'm just, shut the hell up, girl. this 25-year-old stops me. 22-year-old stops me. I'm a 40-year-old man. And he's talking to me crazy. At this point, it's like, I'm a man, you a man. Why are you sunning me? Why do I have to bow down and say yes, sir, to you and all this? So it's just, now it becomes like not an ego thing, but it's just a respect thing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and anything, these things start transpiring. So I just hope they don't start using women to kill us.
Then a lot of rookie cops, they be scared, man. They be scared as hell. Like, you can't be out here.
If you
terrified.
Scared, go home.
Go to church.
Go home. What are you doing in the field? I understand you're going to go home regardless. If you have to make a choice, you going home, not that person. But if you're scared, you're drawing your gun when there is no imminent threat, that is a problem.
That's a problem.
That did
but
you see the
your
video?
Your blackness is a threat. You know, that's how
and,
they see
it. So they need to do more extensive background checks on these people. That lady said that she thought it was her taser. Did you see the video with that stuff? It looks edited to me.
I didn't want to watch that shit.
Yeah. She was holding her gun and even trying to get her aim. You cannot tell me that you thought that was your taser. You're full of shit. And we know in this country, white women especially, people feel sorry for them a lot. We see that with the Amber Geiger case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get more empathy
than anybody else.
White men get. Exactly. So let's just suppose that these powers that be, white supremacists, they're now using the women to commit these crimes. Because you cannot tell me that Botham John, that wasn't a hit. That was a hit on that man's life.
I don't know.
That was definitely a hit on that man's life.
Do you think so?
The way it happened, Tam, I mean, I believe it was. I really believe it was. He was in the community. I really believe it was. You know, remember I told you I wanted to do a movie on like how they pick a person from a family and all that?
Yeah.
To sacrifice, like, what if people already know your destiny? What if there's something that tells,
oh,
like, the
here we go, y'all.
Your destiny?
Here we go, y'all.
No, just listen. What if the powers that be know about each one of us. They know how great, like individual people, like this person is going to grow up to be that. So they try and kill him before they reach that. You see what I'm saying?
So Rayman.
Yep. Movies. You telling us the truth, girl. A lot of times it'd be like some real, like,
what was that movie? Was it Rain Man?
I think it was.
It was a movie where the little boy was going to be, he could have been something good, but he turned out to be evil and he had all these like special powers and like they were trying to kill him as a child so he didn't grow up to be this thing because, what was the name of that fucking movie with all them white folks? I don't really watch a lot of shit with white people. Sci-fi? I don't watch a lot of shit with white people in it no more. I used to. I don't know. Black people are making a lot of good shit.
I want everybody to go watch this movie, Utopia, on Prime. Go check that movie out. It tells us exactly. Let me see when this movie actually was filmed. It tells us we're experiencing exactly what this movie is talking about right now. So check that out.
You know what? Another good movie I want everybody to watch, and it's not.
Oh, it came out last year.
It's not. No black people. Oh, Snoop is in it. It's called Beach Bum. All right. You know how you were talking about how, on Brilliant Idiots, we were talking about how you want to live a life just carefree, and you're out of the, you're not the no longer cog in the machine, essentially. Mm-hmm. That's what this movie is about. This man just lives his life on life's term. He don't give a fuck about money, but he got plenty
of it.
That's
how I feel.
Oh, y'all love that movie. I mean, I was like super dumb high off the Zaza when I watched it, so I don't know if it's really good when you're sober, but it was good, man.
Off the Zaza.
That Zaza hit different, man. I think it'd be making me slow. Does anybody have any facts on Zaza? Should I quit that shit?
Since they made Zaza legal in a lot of places, I think we should, because we know the government gonna be tampering with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful. If grow it yourself. I might find me some seeds and put. I just bought a tomato plant the other day, so maybe I got a tomato plant. I got a sourdough plant, and maybe I'll just throw some weed in the mix.
Throw a little Zaza in the mix.
Hell yeah!
I can see you now bringing all them sticks and stems with some seeds over here. I don't know if I want to smoke that shit. Why it's so brown, AJ?
Girl, this is organic. When we was in St. Thomas, this girl, she was from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. She was working. She was living in St. Thomas. She was in school, but she was on the beach working at this restaurant. And girl, she was out there selling her homegrown Zaza. And it was really good.
She called it Zaza?
No, she just was like, this home, you know, like weed. Okay. But it was really, really, really good.
Oh, okay. Little sis. Black girl. Little bag.
Yes, honey. She had everything you need. I think, Tam, we do have a random sex fact for today, right?
Yes, we do. So you know how we'll look at a man in his shoe size and be like, he's wearing a size 9 sneaker. He probably got a little dick. That's not always true, ladies. Like, it's not his body. It's the package. All right. So listen to this random sex fact. An adult chimpanzee is significantly smaller than an adult gorilla. Now, if you think about a chimpanzee, that's the little nigga, right? And the gorilla is the big nigga. Well, it says the chimpanzee has a penis about double the size of the gorilla. 2 times the size of the gorilla.
I believe it. Listen, go ahead. Sorry.
So basically, big things come in small packages sometimes.
Right. So here's the thing. I have a thing for shorter men. I think that, and this is what I think. So what I say stuff, y'all, it's my point of view. It's my POV. I have dated short men. I have date tall men. I have a height limit. I like men 6'1 or shorter. That's like my limit, 6'1. Because sometimes, like, I've dated or been around guys who were taller than that, and they just seem dumb. They seem like blondes. So oftentimes what I have found, based on the people that I know, shorter men are hard workers. They're usually really smart. And that dick be big. So God made them big and little at the same motherfucking time. Because they will pull out a triple whammy pack on your ass that you weren't expecting.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I didn't know. I didn't know.
You will be pleasantly surprised with shorter men.
Shout out to
and we have a fat ones too.
Shout out to little dudes.
Earth. Hey, look. So if nobody love you, AJ love you.
All right, I love y'all too. Bring
your little ass over here.
I love y'all too. I prefer a taller man, but I done had my fair share of shorties. I like shorties too. Wait, that sound like whole shit. Just a few, not a fair share.
Say what it is, Shotty.
Just a few. I ain't been out here like that.
Hey, all right, man.
That's it.
We out of here?
Yeah.
Wait, what you see?
No.
All right, so look. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please make sure you hit us up. We're here every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can get podcasts at. We on there, all right? Listen, we still want to hear about your dumb bitch stories. Simp series is equivalent to a dumb bitch story, but for men, right? So you've ever been played by a woman? All those niggas on them YouTube comments? Let us know, because we know y'all been getting played by bitches y'all entire lives, okay?
Right. I know y'all
been
getting
played. You ain't even used to having women. So, yeah, there's that part. So hit us up with your simp series, dumb bitch stories. Ask a black friend.
Ask us some question about black people that you want to know.
Yeah, like, if you want to know, like, why we wash chicken? Because it's fucking, like, it's nasty if you don't.
Right.
Why we wash our legs? How about that?
Stuff like that. I mean, it could be deeper questions, but stop asking us stuff like that.
What
white people, right? I don't know what white people are supposed to do, because I'm not white.
I'm black. All right, and look, you can find us on We Talk Back Podcast on Instagram. We need to get a Twitter and Facebook up as well.
Yeah, we do.
I'm doing that today. All right, because I had a guy said he didn't have Instagram and he wants to be able to follow us. So look, Twitter is coming today. Facebook is coming today. There's that part. And this is AJ Holiday 2.0 on Instagram.
And I'm Official Tam Bam on Instagram. Y'all follow me. I'm going to start posting more shit.
Yeah, hit us up. Let us know what you think about the show. Again, if you want to be included on any of our segments, hit us up. Listen, if you want to call in and be a part of the show, we're open to that as well. Be a part of the conversation. To any men, y'all feeling any type of way about anything that we say, come have a conversation, because I'm pretty sure we'll change your mind about however you feel.
Well, we'll. So. And maybe we won't, but at least it'll make for good content.
Right.
Maybe you'll
just get cut out, cussed out live.
I posted on our We Talk Back page about doing 100 squats a day with me, ladies. Let's do this. Like, let's get these butts right. AJ?
I'm going to do it with you tonight. So at least I'll do the 50 at least tonight.
Okay, so I'm going to officially start on May 1st. That's be our official start date. We're going to do it May 1st to June 1st.
That's a long time.
Boy, I'm going to
start 420.
Man, 420 is about something else. I'm not.
You'll be high doing squats.
All day I'm going to be high, though.
I don't have no weed. Maybe I'll go get some brownies from my guy here in Charleston.
Yeah. 420. Mm. I'm glad you reminded me. Make sure
I just looked at the calendar and saw.
It's lit. All right, y'all. I love y'all still, okay?
Deuces.
Bye.